The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Daf Kuf Chof, for our final shir, Mesechus Zvachim, we'll continue on the theme that we discussed, because it's in the sugis by us, of the, what exactly was the Isser of Shchita v'halo bakut that would have been by Eliyahu HaNavi, and what was necessary in order to create a Hayro HaShoh. Rashi says, Yivavus Daf Tzadikam and Beis, we mentioned the Gemara in the previous year, Lamigda Milso, that's where Eliyahu HaNavi was able in order to strengthen Klal Yisrael when he was able to be Matir Shchuta Chutz as a one-time Chiddush. The question is, who needed to be Matir and Isser? Rashi says that the Eliyahu HaNavi was Mala Bachutz. Eliyahu HaNavi was Mala Bachutz. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Pevov says that the Isser of Halo is only when there's Eish. Is only when, not when it's just offered on the Mizbech, but only when there's an Eish burning, because that's when it's offered in its complete form. The Eish Lamaisa was not Eliyahu HaNavi's doing. Eliyahu just put the carbon on the Mizbeach. Luchar, without the Eish, there shouldn't be an Isser Halah. Why does it say in the Pasuk that there was a Chiddush? Why does it say in the Gemara Yevomis? Is a Chiddush that Eliyahu HaNavi was allowed to be Malabachutz. Luchar, there's no Isser, there's no Eish. Says the Aruch Lener, over there in Yevomis, that it's Tolui in a Machloikis, the Machloikis between Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi, whether the criteria of Halo have to be the same as a regular halo of Mizbeach or not. What's that machloikis? We have the machloikis of Shimon and Rabbi Yosef and Kuf Chesam and Beis, Kuf Yudah and Beis. They argue if halo bachutz has to be on a Mizbeach, that's when it's also because you've done a halo bachutz the same way it should be done inside. Even a halo basela, we learn out of Monoyach, that Monoyach was Malo Korban on a sela, on a rock, and it's called halo. So over here also, that would be considered halo, it would be chavik krisus. If that they argue, what they're arguing about, says the Aruch Lener, be'etzem, is they're arguing whether halo has to have the tzur of a carbon inside. So totally in that is also whether there has to be an esh, right? The hakrov on the mizbech is a mitzvah, there has to be an esh on the mizbech. That would be the criteria for halo bachutz. Zokter, that this that the chinuch says, this that the Rishonim speak out, that there has to be a halo with Eish, is only la halocha, there has to be al gabi mizbeach. And the Gemara is going with the other shita, that even halo b'loy Eish, halo al gabi selo, all that would be included in halo b'chutz. Ad kan divrei ha'oruch l'ner. I'll correct that. Not that the Gemara is necessarily going with that shita, but this that Rashi says, that the issue was that Eliyahu was mala b'chutz, that's only according to Reb Shimon. We don't pass in Reb Shimon. We pass in Reb Yosi that it has to be brought with the gedorim of a carbon. Similarly, it would have to be with Eish. The problem is, the Velt asks on this Cheshma Darkhalei, even though it sounds very built mathematically, but the Velt asks that the Tanner Reb Shimon, who we just mentioned, is the one that holds that you don't need the criteria of a regular mizbeach with eish for halo bachutz, is that Reb Shimon in Zvachim Daf Yudalid, the beginning of the Masech, the holds that the same way the mizbeach is niskadish v'akrova, there's kedushas akrova also on the ritzpas, the entirety of ritzpas ha'azor. Legabe that it's called maloyere, the other dinim it's considered if they took emurim of the carbon, they put it on the ritzpah. Now, what's the problem? The problem is that Reb Shimon says the reason why you need a mizbeach is because you need goiva. The mizbeach, you can explain this metaphorically also, the mizbeach we compare to Har Sinai. We spoke out the pasuk in Yecheskel that calls the mizbeach Har El. So the same way we spoke on the previous year that the Mokom HaMikdosh has to be on a mountain, so the mizbeach also has to have height. It has to have goiva, b'loshon HaGemara. Reb Shimon says it has to have goiva. What about Ritzpeso Azor? How does all this cheshbon work together? If Reb Shimon has no problem with the mizbeach legabe halo, not having the tnoim of putting on a mizbeach, then lechayim ritzpes hazor, it's not shayich that should be considered halo. Reb Shimon is the one who says that halo needs goyva. Lechayim you would have to say for this kasha that there's a lechayim brings out a fundamental point that this that halo would be niskayim in the Beis HaMikdosh would not need certain things that in order to be considered halo outside of the Beis HaMikdosh, you would need. What does this mean? The din that you need halo on something that has height, that has goiva, is the pshat that the maisa of halo, the maisa of hakrovo, putting something on the mizbech, is the maisa of offering it up. When we say offering, we always think upward. Offering up, it has to be on something that has a height. The tsura of how it has to be is that you put it up on the mizbech. You amal it on the mizbech. That means that the act has to be an act moving upward. When a murim, when a carbon was put on the ritzpas ha'azara, the ritzpas ha'azara was niskadish be'etzem, with, it was imbued with the kedusha of the carbonis, the kedusha of the makom ha'carbonis. You don't need to do the act of offering it. It's offered by the fact that it's there. That means sometimes you need a specific maisa to define something as something. You need, in order to define a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash as being offered, you have to do a maisa which symbolically looks like an offering. That means you put it up. In the Beis HaMikdash, the reason why it has a din of a carbon, that it's hukrab, it has a din of hakrova, is because it's in a place that has that kedusha. Outside the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have that kedusha. So it's only if you mimic the act of halo, which be'etzem is an act of bringing it up. Inside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not trying to do an act of halo. What you're trying to do with the discussion over there in Daf Yudalid is you're trying to say that the emurim that were put on the Ritzpas HaAzara are niskadish, that they're not just leftover pieces of a carbon. They are pieces that were niskadish with the kedusha of something that was on the mizbech. Emurim have a different din, nasa mitzvah, and so on. That status is achieved even by being Ritzpas HaAzara. You don't have to do a maisa to define it. It's bimokim that's mekadosh it. By definition, it's that way, even though you didn't do a specific maisa. It will just be marchiv, this type of idea. It sounds like a philosophical idea. It will be marchiv. There's something I heard from my Rebbe, Reb Shmuel Bimbam, the Mirror Shiva Zatzal, where he explained, the Mishnah all the way back, and Daf Chofhei. The Mishnah says over there, that the din is learned out of the pasuk, that the zrika, we know that certain carbonus, the dam was nizrak lamalo, certain carbonus, the dam was nizrak lamato. Malo michut asik, lamato michut asik. What happens if you zerik dam shaloi bim kaimoi? So the Mishnah says that the carbon was meratza, it has the din of yotzi de chavosoi, the kapora is achieved, but the dam is not matir, not the basur lachila, not the emurim lahaktora. It's a strange in between. The Gemara learns out of a pasuk that it's considered yes that there was dam al mizbech. But what's the definition? What is the Gezer Kosta telling us? Is dam shaloi b'mkoymoi considered post facto b'di'evid that it was nizrak? Or is it not? If it was nizrak, so then it's matter de murim. It's matter de basa. So the Biskirov says that the Torah is teaching us there's a different type of zrika. What does it mean? Different type of zrika. So the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal explained that the pshat is that mitzvah the maisa of the oivid. There's two ways of defining what the Zrika Saddam does. Zrika Saddam does performs in two different arenas. One is legabi the person who's the mechaper, the oivid. He's mekabel the dam. He's melech the dam. When he's zorik the dam, as far as he's concerned, since a zrika, there is zrika lamala and the zrika lamato. True, he's supposed to this carbon. He's supposed to do lamala. Matan Dalid, this carbon is supposed to do Lamato, Bishtaim Shein Arba, Matan Soviv. But Lamaisa, there are different types of Zrika. He did a Maisa Zrika, it's Meratza. As far as the Oivin is concerned, he did a Maisa, and that Maisa creates a Ritzu Yotzi Dechevosa. He's supposed to bring a carbon, he did bring a carbon. The carbon was brought for him, he brought a carbon, however you want to define it. However, there's another din, in order to be Matir, in order for the dam to be matir, the achilas mizbeach, to be matir, the achilas odom of the carbon, there has to be first the din of the carbon, that the carbon was brought on the mizbeach, has to be niskayim. When the din of the carbon is that it should be brought lamalo, the lamato is not, there's something missing in the kium of the carbon legabe Mizbech. That means, as far as David is concerned, he was Zorik the Dam. As far as a Kiyum Din in the object, in the Korban is concerned, there's something missing. And when there's something missing in the Korban, there's something missing Klape the Mizbeach, there's something missing in the Korban, there's something missing in the Korban, there's no heter to consummate the Korban with Achilas Mizbeach and Achilas Odom. That's what he explained. You have to divide the Maisa Avodah together with the Kium in the Mizbeach. Similar to that is what we're saying over here. There's a Maisa Allah outside. A Maisa Allah in its proper classic sense is a Maisa Begoiva. The putting the emurim of the korban on the ritzpa so azoru is not really a kiyum of a maisa avoida. What it is that the emurim on the skadish because they're in a place with kedusha that have kedusha samizbeach. The ritzpa so azoru is the skadish with the same kedusha as the mizbeach. So the Emurim have that Kedusha despite the fact that a Maisa Allah wasn't done to them. A little bit backwards from what we're saying, like the Mishnah Chofei. Over there, a Maisa was done, but the din in the Korban was not in the sky because the Mizbech doesn't have its din done. Now there's a whole Perek Mizbech Makadish, deals with the dinim of Hakrovois, Maisa Avoides, Pigol, Shalei Lishma, all sorts of Maisa Psulim that were done by Psulim, were done by Oifin, that's possible. But when the carbon is there, it's on the Mizbech, Allah Yerdu. What is it? Is it a carbon? Is it not a carbon? And if the carbon is totally not Roy, Marshall, from a type of animal, that can't be brought, a Balmum, that can't be brought as a carbon, then there's no Allah Yerdu. It's not a carbon. A carbon which is a carbon kishala atzmoy, mitzad atzmoy, if it's in a place that is magdish, that bosser, for emurim, so it is a carbon. A maisa avoida wasn't done. There's no ritzu, there's no kapar. Allah yerdu means that the physical reality of the chefetz, of the chefetz of the carbon, is that there is a chefetz of a carbon. Was there a maisa avoida akrovas carbon? No. Similar to what we're saying over here. Was there a Maisa Halor when it wasn't Begoiva? No. Is the Cheftza of the Korban is Skadish when it's Begdusha Saritzpo? Yes. Maybe we'll add another example of this. There's a Klal of Ein Lina Beroisha Mizbeach. Ein Lina Beroisha Mizbeach means that the Lino, when something that's part of a Korban, is left overnight. So if it's left overnight, it's Chalna the Psul of Lino. Left overnight. The psul, the pagam of being left overnight is not when it was Beroish HaMizbech. Nafkamina, legabi different parts of the korban, if it could be hukar of the next day, legabi mi'ilo. Lamaisa, the Rambam shita is the way Reb Chaim explains the shita of the Rambam, is that this din that ain't lina Beroish HaMizbech only legabi emurim, not legabi dam. Dam that was Beroish HaMizbech will have lino, even though it's Beroish HaMizbech, only the emurim not. What's the pshat? The way we're saying, Ein Lina Beroish HaMizbech means when something is in a place where it's Niskadish, so even though no Maisa is being done to it, a Maisa Avod is not being done overnight, but La Maisa, it's in a place where it's, Kilo, it was gathered in by the Mokum of that Kedusha, it's not outside the realm of Kedusha. Lina is the psul of something waiting for its Maisa Kedusha, Maisa Shebe Kedusha, to be done till the next day. That passels it. But where it's in the place of that Kedusha, so the object becomes Niskadish. I know Maisa was done to it in the thing itself. The thing itself is Niskadish. The thing itself, that definition that there's a Cheftza of something that's Niskadish, is only true when you're talking about the Bosa of a carbon, the Murim of a carbon. Dam is not an object as far as the carbon is concerned. The dam that's on the Mizbech is not there that it's an object on the Mizbech. The dam is an expression of a Maisa Avoida that's done by the Oivid. So dam doesn't have that it was there. Dam, either you did a Maisa to it or you didn't do a Maisa to it. And when you did a Maisa to it, then it doesn't have Lina. When you didn't do a Maisa, when it's Beroish HaMizbech, but no Maisa was done, it was gathered, the Cheftza of the carbon was gathered in by the Mizbech, so to speak. That could only be true Legabi the Emurim. It cannot be true Legabi the Dam. The Dam is not an object. That's, again, another example of the same idea. So, B'siyat D'Shmai, we're finishing Masechet Zvachim. We've had a grand journey through the world of Karbonis. Maseches Menachos is going to mirror the journey of Meseches Vachim. Many oifanim, Meseches Menachos is a parallel to Meseches Vachim. Some would even consider it one carbon. The concepts are going to be the same. But there's a world of Balei Chai. There's a world of Karbonos that are brought from Balei Chai. That's one world. And then there's a world of Karbonos that are brought from inanimate objects, from Soilus, from Shemen, so on and so forth, from Levoino. And that's going to be a world of itself. We'll see a lot of parallels, Legabi the Oivdim, but Legabi the Choyme, the Heftza of the Karbon, that we'll see a lot of Chilukim. And we have to keep our finger on the pulse, Legabi those two things. That the Maisa Avoida of Karbonis in Menochois very often parallels the Maisa Avoida of the Oivid in Zvachim. But Zvachim Menochois, the Heftza of the Karbon, and how we define the object in which the carbon, the Kedusha's carbon, is chal, and the dinim thereof are very different, because one is a world of Balei Chai, one is a world of an inanimate object. The world of carbonis in that sense is very different. Amir Hashem, we're on to Meseches Menachos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.